Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on in, sit down, relax. Thank you so much for tuning in and turning up to share this time with me here at the coffee house, at Flavor Coffee House. My daddy has just woken up, so let me just put in a track to play for you as I get him situation. But welcome to Flavor Coffee House this morning. This is going to be Peter Moore with Unforgettable.
Unforgettable.
Welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. Oh boy, I got a frog in my throat. I always do this, don't I? But anyway, welcome. Come in, sit down, relax. I've got some thoughts to share with you. I've got great music, as always, to share with you. And hi, life is pretty exciting for me right now, and I'll tell you just a bit about that. I won't disclose all the information and details right now, but God is definitely blessing me, and in turn, I'll be able to bless some other artists, too. So, you just heard Peter Moore with Unforgettable. Beautiful, beautiful sounds that come out of that man. I love his music. I love, hearing the guitar and everything, and look forward to some new music from him and being able to share more of Peter Moore with you here on Flava News Radio. So I hope you're doing well. It's raining here in Seattle. That's not a surprise, right, since that's what we're known for. But we had some absolutely amazing weather this summer. So now that it's fall, it's okay. It's okay with me, at least, that the rain is coming down. I just ask everybody to take their time and be careful on the roads, because for some reason, as much as it rains here, people just don't know how to drive in it. And there's always accidents somewhere, so be careful out on the roads, watch the children, and, just enjoy. Up here, when it turns fall, the leaves and everything change color. It's so beautiful. So I'm sure I'll be out and about and taking pictures. My daughter teases me all the time, like, why do you take pictures all the time? I said, where we live is beautiful. I don't know if it's an age thing for me, but I really appreciate the views that you can see around the state of Washington. It's really, really beautiful here, and especially in Seattle, because we're surrounded by water, we're surrounded by mountains. The air is really clean up here. This is really a great place to live. I know that there are issues no matter where you live. In the world there's issues. I don't think there's an ideal spot. I know there are people who say, I want to move to Europe or this, that, and the other. I don't think there's an ideal spot, but I think that you can find your peace no matter where you live. I think it starts really within. And I want to talk about kids before I get into playing some more music. I had put up a post last night, and it was kind of late, and so maybe I'll repost it again, but I made a statement to the fact as to, why do we have such high expectations of our youth and give a pass to adults? And the reason why I posted that up was because I hear all the time and I read all the time online, grown folk, as we want to call everybody out there, want to talk about the youth. How they're sagging, how they're doing certain things, and the devastations that youth are facing today. I don't get it. I try to process it, and if you follow me, you know that I think it has a lot to do with what we put into our bodies, the preservatives that go into foods, to all the medications that people take, and, the things that we actually physically put into our bodies. I think that's what's doing it, because I'm telling you, when I was coming up, you didn't hear about ADHD and ADD and, people getting cancer and dying and so many mental illnesses. You just didn't hear about it. And now it's like a common thing. So the reason why I put that statement up was to first see how people would interpret it. Then I wanted you to really, really think about it. To me, children don't ask to come into this world. We choose to bring them into this world under whatever the circumstances are. So their life starts with us. It starts with us in what we put into our body while we're carrying them as women, you know, as they're going through the nine-month process, if that's how long they stay inside of you. So they are affected by everything that's going on with the mom. And then, you know, when they come into the world, you know, they're affected by whoever their caregiver is, whether it's a parent, a mother, you know, a mother and father, grandparents, you know, adopted parents, you know, orphanages, whatever, you know, foster care. Our children are affected by that. And so it starts with us. It really does. And I am not sure how much real censoring there is going on. So many adults have foul mouths and curse all the time. So if your child curses, you need to look at yourself. Because if you should say, you know better, that's putting a lot of expectations on a child to understand that if they hear their parent doing it. You know, if you think about the music that children are exposed to, is the music that the children exposed to, you know, a good message? Is it something that is okay, you know, for your child to pick up the words and start singing? You know, so I really, really want to encourage you to really think about what are your children exposed to? What are the children that are in your world exposed to? You might not even be a parent, but you may be an uncle and an aunt or, you know, have children around. What are they exposed to? And I think that's something that we can take back. I always have said it over the years. It starts at home. So much of it starts at home. And, you know, if you're doing things right at home, then I totally get getting out there and getting in somebody's face about how things are going with your children when you trust others once they're outside of your home. And the way that the world works, it seems like once your child's in the school, it takes away a lot of rights of parents. And I think we need to take all of that back. I just really do. Parents were much more involved in their children's schooling. You know, when I was coming up, there weren't so many distractions. There wasn't such a, you know, excuse me, a need to have to work several jobs or hustle to try to, you know, put food on the table and keep a roof over, you know, one's head or one's family's head. So it definitely is a different time that we're coming up in. But I think that we can't necessarily complain if we just go with the flow. If you're not doing anything about the circumstances, if you're not fighting for your rights, if you're not voting, you know, it's like shame on you, you know. So that's the reason why I put out that particular thought, because, you know, our children are our future. They really, really are. And, you know, I'm concerned as being Lady Flava as to what music is sent to me that I click on that my grandchild or even my father can hear. You know, and so if I'm censoring that for my grandbaby and my daddy, you know, it's kind of sad that I have to do that so frequently when it comes to especially hip-hop. I'm just going to say it, hip-hop is the issue. I don't have any issues when it comes to jazz or R&B soul or pop. You know, I don't get very much rock, so, you know, not that's not a concern. And the rock that I've gotten, you know, I wouldn't have to be concerned about any, you know, crazy topic or, you know, the verbiage in it and all of that. So I'm going to, you know, really, really encourage you. If you're a hip-hop artist, a rapper, you curse in your music, don't expose your kids to it. Just don't. Keep it away from them, you know. And what's the most appropriate time to expose a child to music like that? I don't know. But when they're young, you don't need to. You just don't. And it's not cute if they start singing something and it has a topic or words in it that they should not say. It's not cute. It just really is. And I saw a video the other day of a baby in diapers twerking. It made me sick. It really made me sick. A mother or an adult in the background was encouraging it and possibly doing the moves for the baby to be copying, you know? And so anyway, That's why I posted that post. So I, and it's only my opinion, I believe that when it comes to our children, when it comes to babies, our youth, our future, it starts with us. But I want to jump into some more music before I share some more thoughts and information. And I think I'm going to go with Tanya Tiet out of the Paris Toon Camp with her piece Never off of the Fat Bottom Lip CD. Again, Tanya Tiet with Never.
The time in the past when you did it every single day. I never meant to hurt you, but I gotta wonder if we can survive if you keep bringing up the past all of the time. No one is perfect, but you and I used to fit, and now it seems that all you wanna do is fight with me and talk mad. We went ahead and took a break, but then you said that you were wrong about it. So why now does it take so much energy to come back to me? Did you ever truly love me? Never was you really my friend? Did you ever truly love me? Never would I go through that again? Tore my heart apart just to end up brainwashing my mind. Like a religious fanatic, it now appears that I'm waiting for Armageddon. So much has changed since I talked about fancy weddings. Do you remember the time?
crystal blades. I go falling on my knees, got under crashing waves. Calling out to you, oh, help me find my way. The only thing that frightens me is going astray. And they say, rock your body, but don't hurt nobody. And boy, don't lose it. Well, I think it's gone.
then we got a love thing, and it will never fade away. Through joy and pain, through the sunshine and rain, patience and trust, God in the both of us. So we know that love is enough. Said we got a love thing, and it will never fade away. Joy and pain, through the sunshine and rain, patience and trust, God in the both of us. So we know that we can.
How we do it here at Flavor Coffee House. I opened up the show with Peter Moore with Unforgettable. Talked a little bit about my thoughts on children. Then I went into Tanya Tied out of the Paris Tune camp down there in Arizona with her piece Never. Then took you down to, I believe, Tallahassee, Florida with Royce Lovett with Hero Song. Then going down to California with my boy Blue Mitchell. I'll Give It Up. Excuse me. Now, I have to say something about Blue. He's an amazing vocalist, but let me just say he's got a great stage presence. It's like he draws you in, and he makes you feel like you're a part of the show. And so I think there's a difference between a great singer and a great performer, and Blue is just both of those, in my opinion. Then I took you down to, I want to say she's in the Bay. I'll need to check, but this is Shaquise Malik with We Got Love. I hope you're enjoying the songs that I'm playing for you here on Flavor News Radio at the Coffee House. And, you know, I hope you enjoy and think about some of the things that I bring up as topics. So that was the thing I wanted to talk about this morning as I reflect on my own life and, you know, how I choose to go about, you know, maneuvering the world of Lady Flava and as Susan, you know. My life is very, very full. It's very busy. And, you know, and I'm a seasoned woman, so I'm up there in age. I'm not a young whippersnapper. You know, and I need to do things in a certain way. I need to be able to stay focused, to be able to accomplish and complete projects that I'm working on. Sometimes, yes, I take on too much, and I really, really need to stop doing that. Because I wish I could clone myself sometimes, or I wish that I had the money that I could hire staff. And I believe at some point I'll be able to do that. I do. I'm just going to put that out to the universe. And one day this is really going to be a business, and I'm going to have some staff to support some of the things that will be done through Flava News and all of that. But, you know, I have to do things a certain way. So right now I'm actually looking at a to-do list of things that I need to, you know, complete for my team that I work with. And I think that when I stayed the course, when I just stayed true to myself, even though I tried things that didn't work, people didn't jump on it, I still stayed the course in a sense. I never wavered from my goal of what I believe in as Lady Flava and Flava News. I tweaked it. I changed my thought process. And I think, you know, sometimes you see these posts about, you know, if people don't like you, you know, for who you are, then they don't need to be in your life or something to that effect. And I get it. I really get it. But I think that we can always, you know, fine-tune ourselves. I think that sometimes the way we think and do things isn't always the best. And I think that we can change. And I think that people who have done wrong in the past can change too. You know, people should always be evolving, and hopefully for the better. And so, you know, maybe I get discouraged at times, you know, on certain projects because people don't jump on it. I've been told time and time again that people don't want to build with somebody until they see them successful. I definitely have witnessed this, especially this past week. And it's interesting to me because to me it's like if we build together, we can move further and faster. You know, it's hard when you're trying to handle something all on your own. You can still achieve. You can. But it's harder, you know. And if you can have a great team that works behind you, you all are working towards a common goal, it's wonderful. But if you could build a community around that concept, it's even better. And so, you know, I'm always fine-tuning myself. And I try to impress that upon the creative souls that come my direction. I'm not talking about all artists. I think that everybody deserves to be a creative soul if that's what they have in them. You know, once in a while, I try to write, you know, a spoken word type piece, you know, and may do it on my show or something. You know, it doesn't happen very often, you know, but I might even try that myself. Do I want to make money from it? I know I can't. That's not where my heart is. That's not what I'm good at. You know, so no, I'm not going to do that. But I do think that everybody deserves to create. I also think that if you choose to go into a professional business as an artist, you really need to put your best foot forward to the best of your ability. You need to know that what you're doing is good. You need to know that it is something that people will want. I think that's just really important. Otherwise, you are just spinning your wheel and going round and round and get frustrated as to why it's not selling. You know, so I think you need to know that there's a market out there, that people are going to want it and look for it, you know. And, excuse me again. So I think that that is something you really need to take into consideration. Now, how do you determine whether what you're doing is good? I'm going to also suggest that you step out of your comfort zone. I think that you should reach out to somebody that you really don't know or you do not have a personal relationship with and can give you honest feedback that you can receive. It's important to grow a thick skin. I've been told that so much this past month. Susan, you got to grow a thick skin, but you do. You need to be able to be open. You need to listen. You need to understand where somebody's coming from when they tell you about their opinion of what you're creating. And there's a lot of stuff being created that I don't think deserves to make money from. Some of it I don't even think deserves to even be experienced. Now, can we say it's a matter of opinion? Of course we can. But let's keep it real. If it's challenging and people are not supporting it, they're not posting out about it, they're not purchasing it, but you have a lot of people in your corner, I'd really think about that. You know, I stated this on a show before about the fact of how important numbers are, and numbers are important. As I grow in this industry, what I am learning, which totally makes sense, the numbers and units that you're selling is even more important when you move forward. It's one thing if you have a large amount of, say, 5,000 people following you on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or something, but how many of those people are actually retweeting behind you? How many of those people are writing reviews about your work that are favorable? How many of those people are purchasing what it is that you have to offer for sale, whether it's a show, whether it's a product? How many of those people are actually real fans? There's a difference between fans and followers and real fans. And so, you know, that's something to really think about, you know, and educate yourself. Really educate yourself to understand what it really takes to be a professional artist, what you need to understand, contracts. Contracts are something that should be happening if you're on that level of being able to, you know, take your art out there and to sell it or sell yourself. You need to be familiar with contracts, and you should expect contracts to be involved when there's an expectation and there is money being exchanged. So, I don't know. I think about this all the time. You know, how can artists be smarter? You know, how can artists grow in who they are and what they're doing? Because I see too many that are staying still and, you know, have not progressed too far. Yet they appear to have something they want to sell. They appear to want to take things to the next level, but it's just not happening. So anyway, that's just some of my thoughts that I wanted to share because, you know, and I'll talk about it maybe later on in the show, some things that are going on for me right now. But guess what? I'm always excited when there's an opportunity to play some music from somebody who's my family. And there's actually quite a few creative souls in my extended family out there. And but anyway, I kind of pushed, you know, to get something from this particular family member. And he was gracious. He says he messes around in his studio and creates music of his own, but he performs on a regular as a professional bass player down in Las Vegas. And this is my cousin Daryl Z. Fields with his piece, Good Thing.
We're making it funky. We're making it funky. We're making it funky. but I'm begging you, baby, let me back in your life.
Messed up this time, yes you did.
You messed up a good thing.
You messed up this time.
Yes, I know I messed up, y'all.
You messed up a good
thing. I messed up a good thing, y'all.
You know, baby, I've searched all around the world for a woman like you. But now that I found you, lady, you are my only one, my number one star for you, baby. Listen. So you can walk around with your head high. You can spend my money just to stay.
I got one. Hey, life to that one special person. You think, okay, it's the one right here, finally, at last. But there's one problem, and I mean it's a big problem. The only thing is, she has a significant other. Let me tell y'all what I went through. I can't sleep at night. Oh God, how I fight these feelings that I'm feeling. And you know, they just ain't right. I'm sitting here thinking about things I shouldn't do. So hard I try. Ain't got the nerve to be sitting around and lusting for another man's wife. I don't know. Love I have inside. Is enough pain and enough strain to make a grown man cry? I said it just ain't fair the way life deals your hand. I need to be ashamed of myself for loving a woman who's in love with another man. I can't let her know. I'm in love with another man, woman. With another man, woman. It ain't right. Lord, it ain't right. No, it just ain't right. I was raised to respect the Bible principles. See, my mother didn't play. We'll always say, stay on your P's and Q's. She said it ain't easy trying to do the right thing, but keep your faith, cause this is a better place, and it's promised for the world to see. I mean, woman, and it's a crying shame.
All right, what do you think of that direction that I kind of took you? Yeah, that's kind of that good down-home music, don't you think? Just kind of makes you smile. I don't know, it makes me think of my Fields family. It just really does. Kind of takes me back to, like, my godmama and my aunt, my auntie Frances. And, yeah, some good times when I was young, you know. And I love seeing my elders just get up and dance and groove. I do. There's something, I don't know, special about it. But anyway, I shared a piece by Daryl Z. Fields called Good Thing, then went into Todd B. and Ms. Flava J. with Messed Up This Time. going into Jerron, the entertainer out of the ATL area with Stunner. And then Mr. 100% Cottons with In Love with Another Man's Music. You never know what direction I might go with the sounds that I play at the coffee house, because you know what? I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have a variety of talents and genres to share with you. But I want to talk about another art form. It's not one that I talk about much, and I've always hoped that I could get some authors to call in and talk about their books and tell people where they can get their books. But let me just talk about it a little bit myself. I kind of lost my love of literature, I think. I don't know. Maybe it's my age. I don't know what it is, but it's really hard for me to sit down and just really focus. I think the fall season is a great time to read. I do, you know, especially up here in Seattle when, you know, the rain is coming down. It's kind of cloudy. You want to just kind of cuddle up with a blanket and some tea or something. Okay, for us women, I can't see men doing that. But, you know, I want you to really, really think about checking out some of the amazing authors that are on Facebook. There's a lot of them. You know, some still do their books in hard print. Some of them do e-books off of Kindle and Nook. But there's some great, great authors that you can find right on Facebook. And I really would encourage you, you know, to check them out and purchase their books to read this fall and winter. And I really wish, and if you know any authors, you know, tell them to call into the Coffee House show on Saturday. You know, tell us who they are. Tell us about their books. You know, better yet, if there's any authors that are listening to the show, I would encourage you to do an audio excerpt, and I would love to do a show that just kind of centers around literature and, you know, play some excerpts of books and, you know, to just pique an interest in the potential reader and consumer and, you know, tell people where you can find your books at and stuff. My dear, dear brother, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, I love saying his whole name. You know, he's kind of shortened it now to Alvin L.A. Horn or Alvin Horn. But Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, I'm really, really proud of the books that he's putting out. I'm really proud. Brushstrokes is the first one. We sold a lot of copies out of Flava Coffee House. We did. You always hear me talk about he's got the best hustle out of any artist. I just really think he does. But he's a great writer. And the latest book that is out is called Perfect Circle. I'm so sorry about my cough. And I'm actually in the book. My coffee shop is in the book. So, and a good portion of that book was written at Flava Coffee House. So I almost feel like it's my baby, even though it's his. I'm so proud of it. It is a great book. It's published by Zane. I'm very proud that he got picked up by Zane and Streber Publishing under Simon & Schuster. And so, you know, check out Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn. I'm definitely going to push that out there. Then he's got a book coming out in 2014 called A Safe Place. And so I know that's going to be another great read. The other thing that I love about what Alvin does is the covers of the book are eye-catching. And I know when I used to, you know, frequent Barnes & Nobles here in Seattle, I would always look at book covers, and that's what captures my attention in the beginning. And so I guess it's a little different with the way that people buy books now, but I don't know, I still think that a good book cover is the first thing that a potential consumer and reader is going to see. And then I would pick it up and I would thumb through to see what type of font it has, and if there's a bit that catches my attention as I glance through, you know, the book, or there's something, you know, on the back cover, or, you know, whatever. I have a process that I go through before I decide to purchase a book. But I know, you know, the bookstores are closing up just like the record stores, and a lot of us, you know, go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNobles.com, you know, to purchase our reading. But there's some great unknown authors. you know, self-published authors out there on Facebook. So I'm going to really encourage you. There's Bea Berry, Barbara Grosvenor, that I would also encourage you to support. Of course, my partner in crime, Lamont Carey, out of Washington, D.C. He's got about, oh, three books that he's written. He's just an inspiration to me and so many others. I was talking about him the other day to his business partner out there. And, you know, we've been connected for many, many years, back in the days of MySpace. And I work so closely with him on a lot of projects behind the scenes that you don't even know about, but I feel like I know him in person. And it's kind of funny when you get connected this way, how you really, really can get attached, and you can feel like somebody really is a part of your world, even though you've never met him in person. So that's the definite blessing that comes out of the internet and the social networks and, you know, meeting somebody over phone, that you can build great relationships. I definitely will caution you on it, but you can build great relationships if you, you know, are careful, if you're careful. But let's see, what direction do I want to go now? You know, let's see if I can get, let me do this one. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I don't know if it's the time of year with the cough or whatever. I am so very sorry. I need to bring cough drops down next to my my workspace. But Black Stacks is a group that I call family. I think they're an amazing hip-hop soul group out of the Pacific Northwest. They've done some work. They're collaborating with a jazz funk band called Clientele. And they did an amazing event called Black Stacks Live at the Triple Door. The event was actually called Semplus Art, which was a tapped fundraiser to raise money for this amazing, amazing school, which is a science or arts and I don't know, science. Ooh. I'm drawing a blank as the as science, technology, engineering, and mathematics or something like that. But it's a specialty school for children of color to further their education in those areas. And they have such an amazing success rate of their students graduating, going on to further their education. And the staff is really, really involved. I've not seen a school that really gets so involved, you know, with the kids. It almost feels like this huge place that is called family. It's called home away from home. And so anyway, Black Stacks was honored to be able to be a part of a great fundraiser against STEM Plus Art for Taft Academy. And this particular project stemmed off of that event. So let me play the promo for you, and then I'll play a couple tracks. Again, Black Stacks Live at the Triple Door.
Sometimes you get to tell the story. Sometimes the story tells itself. The building of the sound and vibe with Clientele feels like one of those times. The addition of DJ Sean Malik and Sister Love just pushes it over. I love this energy. Can't wait to see how it all unfolds.
Speaking on beauty as it fades away. It's the face that manipulates. and behaving like a bishop or deacon. So we on the corner speaking.
Has anyone seen our babies?
Giving you a taste of what you can hear and expect out of their Black Sax Live at the Triple Door project. You can purchase it at iTunes and a variety of online stores. Unfortunately, we just did a limited edition of hard copies of that particular project, and so now you can only get it in digital download unless a decision is made differently. So I encourage you to go get it. I really do. It is an amazing project to hear the clarity of a live project like that. So, you know, I really want you to experience it. If you weren't there in person, you definitely can get a sense of what it's all about. This particular project was for Taft Academy, and it's supporting our youth. And that's the one thing that I love about Black Sax is that they're always involved in something in the community. And youth is something that's really, really important to them. All of them are parents, you know, and they're great parents. They're very involved with their children. And so support this particular event. Get to know Black Sax. We're working on some the behind-the-scenes things for them. It's really, really exciting. And they're always in the studio. So trust and believe they are cooking up more music for you. They never stop. Even when you think it gets quiet, they never stop. So Black Sax, you can follow them on all the social networks. You know, Black Sax business fan page on Facebook, Black Sax on Twitter. I don't know if they're on Instagram as I think about it. But just Google them, Black Sax, and you can follow them at blacksaxmedia.com, which is their website. And they're also on my website, flavanews.com. So, yeah, check them out. Support my family, not because they're just my family, because I think they're amazing, amazing talents. So, anyway, exciting things are happening for me. And when it felt like I went through a kind of a little stretch, say a month ago, of you know, things going on in the creative world around me. It did cause me a bit of stress, and I thought, you know what? How do I fit into this world? How do I really fit into this world? Because I believe in, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's and, you know, treating people the way that I would want to be treated. I believe in building together. I don't, you know, as I stated earlier in the show, you know, I believe in building together. I believe in building win-wins. And I still think it's possible, but, you know, I'm always told over and over again that people don't want to build, you know, until they see you successful. A lot of stuff that I work on and I do, you don't even know about because I don't post it out on social networks. But I'm very excited. I have signed papers to join an amazing team that is on a very, very professional level when it comes to the music industry, and with an amazing company in the industry. I'm not going to say who it is yet or what my position is until like everything is solidified and I can publicly post it out. But it's based off of, you know, just being able to network, you know, talk about who you are and what you do when those doors open up for communication. And it wasn't something that I was seeking, you know, but it's something that kind of fell in my lap and I'm really excited about because I will grow from this, you know. And I look forward to being a part of a team that's doing some great things when it comes to the music industry. So stay tuned for that. But, you know, that's why I say you never know who's paying attention. You need to be able to surround yourself with people that are making moves. And in doing so, you will be exposed to people that are making moves that may, you know, want you to come on board, you know. And you then get exposed to be able to take things to the next level for whatever it is that you're doing. You know, surround yourself with those movers and shakers. And, you know, stay true to who you are. I think there is a way of staying true to who you are in this industry, even though there seems to be a lot of deception that takes place, a lot of, you know, hustling that takes place, a lot of, you know, just not being honest. And people that are pretending to be something that they're not. I think there's still a way of being able to stay true to yourself and to be honest and have integrity. And so if you want to take things to the next level, again, keep working on yourself. Keep perfecting. Get better. Educate yourself. Read some books. You know, I checked out a book out of the library that's called something to the effect of Music Industry for the Dummies, you know, one of those Dummies book. And it's interesting in it what I've already learned, things that I didn't know about the music industry and how artists need to protect themselves and what ways are good to make money in the industry and what ways aren't good. And I think that it's really important to read it, to really read and educate yourself. Not only talk to people who can educate you, but I think you need to take it a step further. If you're serious about this, it goes way beyond the talents. There are a lot of people who are very good at the industry who aren't as talented, but the reason why they move forward is because they've educated themselves. They've surrounded themselves with a great team. They've got finances to work from and all. And so, you know, I like to talk about the industry stuff on this particular show just because that's what I'm so heavy into and have grown into. You know, I started out as what I called the artist cheerleader. You know, just wanting to wave my leopard pom-poms for artists. And from that particular title, it's grown, you know. And so now I'm more of an artist consultant and mentor. And, you know, we'll be taking on this new role, and I'll announce it here very, very shortly as I finish, you know, working through all the kinks and being educated on exactly, you know, what's going to be taking place. So be good to yourself. Be true to yourself. And always strive to be better. I want to jump into some more music to play for you. And let's see what direction I want to go. This is a young man that I admire. I've been playing him off and on for a few years, and he's making some moves, and he's deserving of the doors that are opening up for him. This is Matt Cusin with Leaving L.A.
Told they say should be over this end. I shouldn't miss you. It shouldn't hurt so bad. I shouldn't have to tell myself I'm so much better without you. Have sleepless nights cause I can't forget you. I keep saying you weren't good for me. I keep saying we weren't meant to be. But I'ma turn away and I'ma look back. Act like I never met you, but I just can't. I can't keep lying to myself. Why do I keep lying to myself?
that I would have to give up my dreams. Now I know the opposite is true, 'cause the road ahead of you could be much more than you hope for. If you believe what you're doing, keep it going. You gotta keep moving,
gotta keep moving.
Move ahead,
something new.
Wondering what happened to me? Oh my goodness! I guess I just kind of got in a flow, a groove there, and just kept playing music, right? So, Anyway, I guess I talked enough on the show earlier, sharing my thoughts and opinions about, you know, our kids and our responsibility as adults who are around children to, you know, doing things right when it comes to being in this community and industry of entertainment and arts. So, man, I was kind of digging that music that I was just playing. How about you? I went into Matt Cusin with Leaving L.A., and then my girl BK with Let Go. Felicia Temple with Lying to Myself. Noelle Gordine with Been a Long Time. My girl Tiffany Wilson from up here in Seattle with Crazy. Waterseed with Magnificent. Winston Warrior. I love me some Winston Warrior. I'm not sure what's going on with him, but I love me some Winston Warrior with Keep Moving. And then closing out that set with Honey Bee La Rochelle with Heaven. I hope you've enjoyed the music that I played for you today here on Flavor News Radio at Flavor Coffee House. This is my baby. This is where, as you can tell, I play some great, great music. I share my thoughts. And, you know, I forgot to open up the phone lines today. But usually, you know, I'll open up the phone lines for anybody that wants to share a thought or two, or especially to artists that have a product and project that you want to share. I want to really, really encourage anybody that's an author. I think this going into the fall season is a great time to advertise your books. And, again, there's amazing, amazing authors that you can find all over Facebook. So I encourage you to check them out if you're a reader. If you're not a reader, you know, you might consider really, you know, getting into it. It can kind of take you out of, you know, a crazy place in your world if you know, you're kind of stressful. It can release your stress. If it's a good book, you know, that draws you in, it can just take you to another place. And so I really encourage you, again, to consider seeking out those authors that you can find online, because they're deserving of your, you know, they're deserving of you, you know, stepping up and being interested in researching and deciding to purchase their book. So check them out. And, of course, any of the artists that you hear on Flavor News Radio, if you don't know the name, if you don't know where you can find them, you know, send me an email to radio@flavornews.com, and I will definitely, you know, help you, you know, find out who they are, direct them in the right direction. My family is starting to get a little lively here, so let me go ahead and close out the show. But take care. God bless, and thank you so much for continuing to support me here at Flavor News Radio at the Coffee House. Have a great day.